Eric Hansen, City Administrator for Monmouth. It's been a long journey in a sense, and I'm sure a lot more effort than people realize, but Monmouth today has hired a new police chief.
Yeah, we were very excited and very fortunate to get this process concluded. We feel like certainly it's a very important position in the city, and we wanted to ensure that we got the right candidate, and last night we were able to make a hire.
And he comes from, first of all, he comes from DeKalb. Is it Bill Fithen?
Bill Fithen, yes. Chief Bill Fithen has been in DeKalb for over 37 years. He spent almost the last 12 as the chief of police. Brings a wealth of experience. You know, folks from the region that know or have paid attention, DeKalb has certainly had its share of issues, especially on the campus of Northern Illinois University, which he's had to deal with. And so he brings some knowledge and experience and management that we haven't had in the department for a while or maybe ever. And so we're just very fortunate to have someone of his caliber want to join our team.
You probably had candidates that maybe are not currently chiefs, but does it make you feel a little better having someone who's had some experience in the position and really coming in has a pretty good idea of the responsibility that goes with the job?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were looking, I think, as our release said, we were looking for someone who had an understanding of how to move a department forward. We were looking for somebody that had some vision and some experience in leading a department in this era. Things have changed so much, especially post 9/11 and all of the things that go into law enforcement these days. It's so critical and engaging, and task force and community policing and the host of issues that we're faced with, and to have someone that's not only done it but done it well in a community the size of DeKalb that also has a much larger university, to have someone like that come to Monmouth, where we just couldn't be happier.
You said you talk about vision. Did the city council have any particular, not so much qualities they were looking for, but maybe a different direction they'd like the police department to go in?
I don't know if it was different. Obviously, I think we wanted to expand on what we were already doing and do it better. I think we're always striving to become more efficient, more effective, and better at what we do, not only in the police department, but citywide. I think we were looking for someone that was going to take the folks that we had, the good people that we have in the department, and make them even better. And we felt like Bill had the skills and the vision and the knowledge on how to do that best. And so as we went through the process with the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police and, from the initial vetting of candidates through the assessment process and the interview process, it became very clear very fast that, Bill possessed skills that were above and beyond the other candidates that were in the pool. And, our release says, the association, which helped us, and they were actually part of that group. We had three chiefs of police that did an assessment of all the top four candidates and provided a recommendation to us. And Chief Fithen was a unanimous recommendation by his peers as the right person to move our department forward.
Now, your new chief also took advantage of his time in DeKalb with Northern Illinois University. Being there, it looks like he's acquired several degrees during his service there as well.
Yeah, he most certainly has many connections to Northern Illinois University. He's taken the time and effort to continue learning. Bill is definitely a lifelong learner. He's put together a significant background in education and criminal justice, and as well as just municipal management. And so with his degrees in public administration and his experience at the FBI Academy and at Northwestern School of Staff and Command, he obviously brings a high level of education and training to the job as well.
And also, we don't want to overlook the promotion. You said in an earlier interview,
right,
that the department had kind of been is basically two areas, and each has a lieutenant charge. You have promoted one of the gentlemen to deputy chief now as well.
Yes, we have, and there's precedent for that in the past. When I got here back in 2007, we had a chief, a deputy chief, and a lieutenant, and so we're kind of going back to that model. Joe, who's been with the department 19 years, 17 years on the police force, really did well. He was part of the search. He was part of the assessment. He showed some great skill and development and maturity through the process. And he was also a recommendation by the Illinois Association, recommended for this promotion. And I think, as we indicated, we're very excited about his future. We believe that with some mentoring from Bill and some continued training, that Joe is poised to be a police chief here in the city of Monmouth during his career. And so from our perspective, we feel like this move did more than just hire the immediate need, but will provide long-term stability for the department. And we know that from my perspective, I don't know that we've ever had a better team, management team in place to lead the department.
And roughly, just for my information, roughly how big is the Monmouth Police Force? Are we talking 15 officers, 20?
We have 21 folks in the department. And then we also have the County Dispatch Center is located within the MPD. So there's additional staff under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. So there's about, I think, 33 or 34 individuals that work within the police building.
Okay.